properly implemented and properly used, I think a carbon tax probably does have a place in society. But at present, we simply don't have the infrastructure available for people to properly change from using carbon-based fuels at present. Until the government implement policies that help ordinary working families to change, then I don't think a carbon tax is fair and equitable at present. We need to see changes in how things are funded. We need to see better energy grants. We need to see grants for people to change diesel-based cars to electric vehicles. And until that, it's simply not fair and equitable to put an extra tax on ordinary working families.
Now, the Taoiseach and the Finance Minister are saying that this will be cost neutral because what's paid out in tax will be returned in the form of a cheque in the post, and this is a means of fulfilling EU obligations by imposing the tax, but they'll ensure it's not at a financial penalty. You're not convinced?
I'm not convinced at all, because the ESRI have come out with a study and they've shown that by 2030 this would be an extra €1,000 on the average working family per year if this carbon tax were implemented at the level that the government is looking at. And I just think that, ordinary working families at present simply can't afford that. They can't afford to be paying an extra €10 on a bag of coal, and an extra €1,000 per household per year is simply unaffordable to normal working families.
The government will argue that the sort of things you're looking for, the investment to change habits, that investment and that money will come from the carbon tax. So the government is saying exactly what you're looking for is what's going to be funded by the tax.
But I think they need to be looking at the industrial polluters, Donald. Again, we come back to the fact that the industrial polluters are not being forced to pay their fair share, and it comes back to overall policy for this government. We're not asking those who can afford to pay and contribute what they can afford. Instead, it's coming back to the ordinary working families who are being squeezed and have been squeezed ever since 2010 by the austerity measures of both this government and previous governments. And instead of forcing those who can afford to pay and contribute a wee bit more so that we can change policy and can move towards a more carbon neutral environment, we're instead forcing this extra tax, and it is an austerity tax, on ordinary hard-working families. And I just don't think that that's fair at present until policies are implemented that means that more people can afford to change to more energy-efficient homes, cars, etc.